The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow is a valley near Greensburg. Greensburg is a village on the Hudson River. It is a quiet place, and people are always a bit sleepy there. The people of the village believe there is a ghost in Sleepy Hollow. It is the ghost of a headless man on a big horse. They say it is the ghost of a soldier. Every night, he rides his horse and looks for his head. He rides in the valley, near the river, in the forest, and on the roads. His body is buried in the cemetery near the church. He always returns to the cemetery before daylight. Everyone calls him the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow. Ichabod Crane is a schoolteacher, and he lives in Sleepy Hollow. He is tall and thin. His legs and arms are very strong, and his feet are very big. His head is small with big ears, green eyes, and a long nose. He always wears big clothes, and he is always hungry. Ichabod Crane loves to eat. The school is in the middle of the country. It has only one big classroom for all the pupils. Ichabod is a good teacher, and he plays ball with the boys on his free afternoons. He does not earn much money, so every week Ichabod lives with a different family. He eats and sleeps at their house. When he changes family, he puts all his things in a big handkerchief and carries it with him. The farmers like him because he helps them with their work. The mothers also like him because he plays with the small children. On Sundays, Ichabod is the director of the school choir. He is very proud of this, and he likes singing. The school teacher is an important person among farmers and their families. Ichabod reads a lot. His favorite books are about ghosts and witches. During the winter, Ichabod often visits the old women. They tell him terrible stories about ghosts, haunted houses, and the Headless Horseman. Ichabod loves these stories, but when he returns home, the sounds of the forest scare him. He thinks there are ghosts everywhere. Katrina Van Tassel is the daughter of a rich farmer. She is 22 years old and is very beautiful. She has rosy cheeks and a lovely smile. She always wears pretty clothes. Katrina's father has a big house with beautiful furniture. He also has a fine farm, many animals, and lots of good food. Ichabod likes her father's riches. He also likes Katrina very much and wants to marry her. "Oh, how I like Katrina," he thinks. "How can I win her heart? Katrina has many admirers. They often visit the Van Tassel house. Who does Katrina like?" Brom Bones is the hero of Sleepy Hollow because he is tall, strong, and handsome. He has broad shoulders. He is a bit rough, but always cheerful. He is an excellent horseback rider. Brom often visits the Van Tassel house because he wants to spend time with Katrina. When his horse is outside the Van Tassel house, other admirers stay away. Ichabod also visits Katrina often because he is her singing teacher. He and Katrina sit together under the big tree, singing and talking. Or they walk together along the river in the evenings. Ichabod slowly wins Katrina's heart. Brom doesn't like Ichabod. He decides to fight Ichabod. He tries to make Ichabod angry. One night, he goes into his school and he throws the tables and chairs about. The next day, Ichabod goes to school and says, "Oh no, this is where the witches meet at night." Brom teaches his dog to make terrible noises. Then he tells Katrina, "Listen to my dog. His singing teacher is Ichabod Crane." But nothing can make Ichabod fight, so Brahm is furious with him. I must find another way, Brahm thinks. One afternoon, a messenger brings a letter to Ichabod at school. It is an invitation to dinner at the Van Tassel's house. Ichabod is happy and excited. He puts on his best clothes and he looks at himself in the mirror. I want to be handsome for Katrina, he thinks, but on his old suit he still looks like a poor man. Ichabod is staying at Van Ripper's farm this week. So after school, Ichabod returns to the farm and asks Van Ripper, Can I use your horse this evening? Yes, you can use it. Gunpowder is old and he has only one eye, but he is still a good horse, says Van Ripper. Thank you very much, Mr. Van Ripper, says Ichabod. He looks at Gunpowder and thinks, He is an old horse, but he is better than nothing. Then he looks carefully into Gunpowder's only eye and thinks, I see the devil in his eye. He is still a lively horse. Ichabod and Gunpowder look funny together. They leave the farm, cross the forest, and ride along the Hudson River. Autumn is a beautiful season in Sleepy Hollow. There are many different colors around. It is sunset, and the sky is the color of gold. Along the road, Ichabod sees orange pumpkins and apple trees. All he can think about are the delicious pies and cakes. At last, Ichabod arrives at the Van Tassel's house. All the farmers are there with their families. They are wearing their best clothes. Everyone is talking and laughing. It is a happy evening. Brahm is there too. Everyone admires his horse, Daredevil. He is a big black horse. Only Brahm can ride him because he is a dangerous animal. But Brahm is very proud of Daredevil. Ichabod is delighted when he sees the delicious food on the table. His big eyes move from one dish to the next. There are all kinds of cakes and pies on the banquet. There are also vegetables, meat, fish, chicken, and fruit. This is a royal banquet, he thinks. When I marry Katrina, I can always have this good food, this beautiful home, and lots of money. I can laugh at Van Ripper and his old horse. I can laugh at everyone. Ichabod eats and drinks. He feels very happy. After dinner, a small orchestra plays music. Ichabod dances with Katrina. He says sweet things to her. Katrina smiles at Ichabod, and he smiles at her. Brahm doesn't dance. He is angry and jealous. Ichabod is a good dancer. But I can't dance. What can I do to win Katrina? He thinks. After the dance, everyone goes outside and sits under the trees. They talk about the past. When I look at the river, I remember the battles between the British and the Americans. I fought alone against the British with only my small sword, says an old farmer. They also talk about ghosts. Raven Rock is haunted. There is a ghost of a woman in white. I always see her ghost before a storm. She's scary, says a young woman. When I pass by the big tree near the church, I hear terrible cries. It's the ghost of Major Andre, says a young man. The headless horseman is the most terrible. He gallops on his big black horse and follows you. Sometimes he takes you away. When there is a full moon, you can see him clearly, says a tall man. Ichabod listens to these stories and believes them. Soon the farmers and their families start going home. Ichabod gets Gunpowder and starts riding to Van Ripper's farm. It is a very dark night. Ichabod hears a strange noise in the forest. Is it the voice of a ghost or is it the wind? Something is moving in the sky. Is it a witch? Is it the ghost of the woman in white? Ichabod is lonely and afraid. He rides quickly. He comes to a river with a small bridge. On the other side of the river, Ichabod sees some trees. It's dark, and he's still afraid. I must cross the bridge quickly. Major Andre's ghost lives here, he thinks. He kicks gunpowder hard. The horse moves, but then suddenly stops. Ichabod nearly falls off. Then he hears a strange sound. In the shadow of the trees, he sees something big and black. Ichabod closes his eyes and starts singing a church song. At that moment, the big black thing moves. The night is dark, but he can see a horseman on a big black horse. Ichabod forces the horse to gallop. The horseman follows him. Ichabod thinks about the horrible stories of the headless horseman. Gunpowder gallops fast, but the horseman gallops faster. Ichabod tries to sing a song, but his mouth is dry. He can't sing a word. They gallop up a hill. Against the night sky, Ichabod sees the horseman. He is headless. He is carrying his head on his saddle. Ichabod is terrified. He kicks gunpowder again and again, but the old horse can't gallop faster. The headless horseman follows him with his big black horse. The road to Van Ripper's farm is on the left, but gunpowder turns right. This road goes to the church bridge and the cemetery. Ichabod and gunpowder gallop down the hill. Suddenly, Ichabod's saddle falls off, but the horse does not stop. Ichabod clasps gunpowder's neck. He tries to stay on the horse. The church bridge is near here, he thinks. Ghosts usually disappear after the church bridge. I must cross the bridge quickly. They gallop across the bridge. Ichabod looks back and the headless horseman is still there. He has a big round object in his hands. He throws it at Ichabod. It's his head, cries Ichabod. The big head hits Ichabod and there is a loud thud. Ichabod falls to the ground, and gunpowder gallops away. The next morning, gunpowder arrives at Van Ripper's farm, but Ichabod isn't there for breakfast. Ichabod isn't at school, and he isn't at Van Ripper's farm. Van Ripper and his friends look for Ichabod everywhere. They find the saddle on the road near the church. They find Ichabod's hat and a broken pumpkin near the river. But they can't find Ichabod's body. It's the headless horseman. Poor Ichabod Crane, says Van Ripper. Yes, it's the headless horseman. Oh, poor Ichabod, say his friends. Years later, an old farmer returning from New York says to the people of Sleepy Hollow, Ichabod Crane is alive and well. He left Sleepy Hollow because Katrina wanted to marry Brom Bones. Katrina, hearing this, asks her husband Brom, What do you know about Ichabod Crane and the pumpkin? Brom laughs loudly. He doesn't say a word, but only laughs. At Sleepy Hollow, people say that only Brom knows the true story of Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman. It is Brom's secret. Now, on winter evenings, the old women tell the terrible story of Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman.